WMMI.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have so many questions. I've never seen so many questions asked of a single guest as crop circle research pioneer Colin Andrews. The book is on the edge of reality, and we're going over the edge, I think, at times, to try to figure out what's going on. Chris, what's our next question?
Yeah, I think it's a very apt title, Colin, really. It's very appropriate. Here's a question from OS Prime, which is a good one. It's one that I've often thought about, and you're the perfect person to bounce this off of. My question for Mr. Andrews, hey, has there ever been any direct correlation or connection found from the actual designs themselves to, say, ancient text or manuscript lettering like in biblical manuscript, or he uses the example of the Voynich manuscript? Do we have any sort of tie-in to ancient glyph forms or writing forms?
There would be people who would claim that that is so. I guess I don't hold too many of them in my head because I've lacked a little confidence in them. But what I would say, and this is not dodging the question, there have been a range of designs that have suggested that we were coming to kind of a period of chaos, you know, suggested in chaos theory and in those fractals that we have seen, that did intrigue me enough to conduct a more than 6 month investigation, which led to writing, incidentally, the Complete Idiot's Guide series of books on 2012, which I wrote with my wife, Cynthia. And that was based upon a prophecy. And based upon, not a language, but based upon, you know, what was being suggested in the fields. And which I incidentally do have to say, I'm seizing my own opportunity here, is that when Hollywood and the media in general created the myth, they, a self-made myth of their very own, it wasn't anything to do with the Mayan people, which I think was extremely disrespectful of them, they put out the myth that this was, it was claimed to be the end of the world, which the Mayans themselves never said, nor did any leading researcher I ever spoke to say. This was Hollywood and the media. What actually happened, and it's not been given enough credit or discussion, is 2012 happened and is still happening. Not tied to the date 21 December 2012, the end of a 25,000-year cycle where we had economic collapse, where you have 7 billion people, unsustainable food supply systems. When you look at global warming and climate change, and we now have a direction which science is confidently taking with it, even giving us a date of termination of life on Earth, if these things are not important, you know, in the cyclical sense, then they simply didn't see what 2012 was saying. So anyway, without heading on with that, so I was going somewhere else, so I've now forgotten. But there is information.
We were talking
there
about any sort of tie-in with ancient script, manuscript, glyphs, any sort of conscious or otherwise connection to the ancient past.
We do have
some tantalizing evidence that these formations are not a new phenomenon, that back in the 15th and 16th century, we have mentions of a pretty famous woodcut of a devil, the mowing devil.
That's right.
How about ancient formations, let's say in the Middle Ages? How far back can we document this phenomenon?
Well, 1678 with some confidence because, you know, it is an etched wood carving which exists today, you know, which has a writing that goes with it. It comes from the, you know, from ancient English folklore, 1678, where the mowing devil, as you rightly said, given that name because the farmer relates to an orange ball of light coming down from the sky, a fiery red ball of light coming from the sky, and etching, cutting as he described it, hence its term, a circle into his oak field. Well, that really isn't very different at all to what happened in 1976 when Joyce Bowles and her boyfriend, Ted Pratt, also experienced an orange ball of light. in the field where, as I was saying, the start of this clean sheet of paper, which became the crop circle subject, they had an abduction situation, which I won't repeat, a very, very, very similar situation played out. Well, you know, we did have a design. I think I should just mention this because we're looking at, you know, clear kind of information on in some of these designs where we close to the radio telescope at Chilbolton, which was very close to my old home before I moved to the United States, you know, in my second marriage in 1990, was the, you know, a very striking design, which was interpreted as a response to the Paracebo data that was sent out, you know, from by NASA and those operating the system in computer language. And again, I don't have the detail of that event right in front of me. I don't have the computers up, but you know, quite convincing. But I cannot say, because we didn't throw scientists that I was working with at the time onto that design, and I've not seen published anywhere the plant analysis, the electromagnetic spectrum, other work that has been going on with other designs. I wish it had, because that design held a lot of information. It would be great to know whether, you know, that whether we should be paying more attention to it than we have.
You know, you've been talking about consciousness and the role of consciousness, not only in this particular mysterious phenomenon, but other areas as well. And, you know, I often wonder, looking at the crop circle community, where the suspension of disbelief ends and the kind of want to believe, new age kind of vibe begins. Where do you come down on some of the, you know, people touting particular personal opinions and agendas relating to sacredness and kind of new age concepts? I'm just kind of curious, because there is a sense of consciousness and some sort of collective potentially consciousness or compulsion for individuals.
Yeah.
But then we have this whole belief thing, almost a religious belief that's sprung up around these wonderful artworks. Where do you come down on where we should have that line?
Well, where I come down is through absolute thorough experience, because I've traveled that road. You know, when I first became involved, there were four of us looking at empty fields only there with farmers. This grew to hundreds and then thousands and became a global known mystery. And out of this, from that single piece of paper we were talking about there as an analogy in 1976, all of the pieces came together. These were researchers. These were the political people. This is the infiltration of intelligence community. This is every type of human being you could imagine, from the dowsers to the religious to the non-believers. They're all there. And what is it offered us was a unique window into humanity, because from the beginning to the end, we see how it works. And in how it works, there is always the desire with some people, but not everybody's the same, to have something they can hold the crutch, to hold on to that crutch, to hold that anchor. And that usually entails a religion. This has all of the ingredients of it. If you see something which is mysterious and you're stood in a wonderful landscape of central southern England, which it is, it's a beautiful place, one has the air of a spiritual quality. And so, you know, here's the ingredients. It comes together because it's talking to you. And at some level, that is what it's doing, of course. The landscape does. Nature does. It's what living's all about. And then when you see there's a message and there's patterning, there is a purpose, there is a mind, it's even more religious. And then you can start calling it names. Where I come down is that we failed ourselves because we allowed the desire to have something else creating all of this. We failed to acknowledge the truth in it. And when evidence was offered, and supporting strong evidence, powerful evidence, even by people making some of them, showing the crop circle fraternity, that those that wanted to not only believe themselves, but encourage everybody else to believe, it was all real in the religious sense because, and here we go, money was involved. You have here also, not just in spiritual...
In tourism.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the British government played right into that part of it.
Colin Andrews joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The British government had a part of it? Colin Andrews, yes. Explain.
Well, the British government, the British Tourist Board, wanted their cut of the cake too. I mean, industries that grew out of this, let me not leave myself out of this. I'll insert myself as I talk this point through for just a second. The Tourist Board, of course, wanted as many people coming to visit crop circles as possible because they all had to stay somewhere. They all had to eat and shop and travel and fly. You know, and all these things were happening, and the byproduct of having large numbers of visitors, like a mass pilgrimage to southern England, which I partly created, incidentally, because, you know, I'm one of, in fact, probably the most significant name. I'm not patting myself on the back. I've been there from the beginning, and out there very public, most of the television documentaries and programs, books and so on. So I'm in here. You know, I am in this equation, but, you know, one has to fess up for how far down this road could your conscience possibly allow you to go. If, for example, you produce a book, and like I say, I have two, the one that clashed with my change in direction because I was reacting to what I was given, which was the level of hoaxing that broke the myth of spiritual, you know, of the religion that was in here. This book, which was Crop Circle Signs of Contact, was published at the same time as the Signs movie, which I was an advisor to Mel Gibson's movie on. And, of course, these things come out at the same time. I knew that when I was announcing to the world around about the time, just after the time we spoke on the telephone, that I was about to chop my own feet off because I'm going to be announcing to the world, these are man-made, and I've just published a book on the same subject. But a lot of people can't do it. They simply can't go that route. And when they're shown, you know, the reality of what's going on, they will fight you to the death rather than concede that we've been taken in. In being taken in, we were throwing away out of that bath the guys that had equally a part of the equation, an important part of the subject.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because people, once they get that sense of wonder that evolves into almost religious or spiritual longing, the last thing they want to hear is that they're being delusional, especially around you know, the religious subject. It's a real touchy area. And people
really
tend to overreact. One of the things that I've often wondered is how the farmers, the poor farmers in that region, especially in the most heavily impacted region, how do they feel about this? I know some of them really are not happy. The Magic Basket Formation, for instance, which I thought was one of the most amazing ones, was cut down within a matter of a couple of hours by a very angry farmer. What sort of evolution of thinking do we see, or reaction do we see in the farming community there?
Well, it certainly started in our early days where the farmers, were proud. I think the term is proud to have them in their field. They would kind of start boasting between their neighbors that they've had a crop circle in the sense of, you know, I got to be special somehow because my field was chosen. They were involved. I mean, I most of those guys became my friends. They would send me updates as and when they discovered them. Their families would come to the presentations. They would push me on to contacts. They were involved. They had their own views. Most of them were convinced that there was nothing natural about this. And anybody that knows the farming community, these are real people. They'll tell you bluntly what they think, good or bad. So that's how it began. As it evolved and changed for us in our realization that not all of this was kosher, it changed for the farming community because they felt that now they were being abused. They were being made fun of. They were having a nuisance. You know, because they
lose
were
money
now,
when these crops are flattened. I mean, this is not, you know, this is dollars and cents here.
That's
or
right.
Pounds,
you're looking,
I should say, in farthings.
That's right. I mean, yes, it's money. It's money and it's safety. You know, it's overlooked by a lot of people and to people that visit too. It's overlooked. And I was a firefighter for 15 years in that area. So I can tell you again from experience that when you have a cigarette end dropped in a ripened field like that, fire spreads faff. I've had to run with my own life several times. Many of the guys do. Where unless you're equipped with hoses and a fire appliance, you know, right alongside you, it's a very dangerous environment to be in. And that's the responsibility of the farmers. When they have hundreds of people stood in a field looking in the middle, it's a half a mile to get out. That's a half a mile for fit people to run fast. And when I'm talking about fast, if you have a windy day, you're looking at the possibility of losing a lot of people. So, you know, there's a lot to consider, and these guys are up to their ears with it now. The level of hoaxing, which they've been convinced of, you know, while some through some of my work and other people's work. They have seen the recent television documentaries of people making them. We've had Undercover, Lawrence Rockefeller funded some of that, you know, filming people making them. And so their attitudes has changed. They are now angry. And, you know, we've even had, as you probably know, I think, no, what is it, 3 years ago, you know, when a farmer with a loaded gun fired over the tops of the heads of researchers. That's a court case, you know, which perhaps I'm not best equipped to comment upon. But that's the level of anger you're looking at. It's gone from very cooperative, nice community to, you know, just keep, please keep out of my field.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're seeing a gradual reduction in the number of circles being reported. I think this last year was there was quite a reduced level of activity, you know, in relation to past years. Well, one of the things that's always puzzled me is these balls of light that are fairly consistently reported from time to time as being somehow involved in the creation of these circles. Of course, some of us remember the infamous Oliver's Castle footage of what appears to be two balls of light creating a crop circle, which was later debunked. And then later, there was some question of whether it should have been debunked. Where do you come down on that particular footage and the role of these balls of light?
Well, I was sought out by the person who, I'll just start with Oliver's Castle. I spent 6 months or so very, very intensively, specifically involved in that investigation. I was sought out by the person who filmed it, claimed to have filmed it, I think is the way I should put it, John Whaley. That was what, who he said he was at the time. Later research found him to be John Wabe, W-A-B-E. He sought me out. I went with Cynthia as my witness to meet him in a pub, shown the footage through his actual camera, and was very impressed with it. He offered that film to be loaned to me for research, and it was researched. There was later, and I'm stepping through a lot of stuff here, but it was later I engaged, again through Lawrence Rockefeller's funding in that period, to employ undercover agencies to look into it. Because, as you rightly say, or I will say, that it was very impressive. It showed orbs of light supposedly making, two orbs of light supposedly making an intricate crop design. Well, if that was for real, then of course that was the biggest breakthrough that we'd yet had. So we had to invest a lot of effort into establishing that fact.
We have Cohen Andrews joining Gene and Chris for two more segments. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country, but is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LASIG a long time ago. LASIG.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LASIG smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LASIG.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have Colin Andrews joining us. The book is On the Edge of Reality, written with his wife, Cynthia Andrews. So in doing a project like this, you basically do the research and she does the writing, or what?
Well, this one book, well, actually three books, I guess, that we have done together. The research is almost, you know, entirely mine. Cynthia is the writer. I am not a writer, so she is the writer of this book. And I think it's an excellent one. But she has a major hand. She's not only a very intelligent person, but she's had her own experiences. She's a naturopathic physician and has a real input with ideas and thoughts also. So that's how we kind of spread our input into the book. But on the Oliver's Castle footage, I engaged, through Lawrence Rockefeller's funding, undercover people, professionals, who had access to intelligent systems that I did not have. They infiltrated the family of this person who claimed to have made this film, and also the company he worked for. This was a video editing production suite in Bath, England, where that footage, I am totally confident, having been shown all of the data and the footage, and indeed acknowledgement from the people concerned who manufactured it, this was a hoax. Perpetrated to confuse the research community and also at the same time to make as much money as possible. They were hoping that I would go running with it and that television companies would pay a lot of money to run the footage. They later made footage, which has been offered, and I have seen a copy of it from Nippon Television Japan, showing that they also, how they manufactured that footage. I do know that who, and the background as to why this has been brought back up again, and that it is not a fraud for this reason or that reason, that one frame has got designs on it. There are technical explanations for it. I'm not the guy to talk to about that, but I can tell you from the agencies that looked at it, it absolutely was manufactured in Bath, England.
Do you have a sense of what proportion of these things are just frauds?
The circles or the orbs?
Let's go with both.
Well, with the crop circles, things have changed since we threw everything at it. Looking at the hoaxing specifically during, 99, year 2000 in England alone, those percentages then were 80 man-made, 20 unresolved. I think today I would, and this is a guess based upon what I'm looking at, in the data that I continue to receive here, I would go as far as to say that the vast majority, probably more than 90%, are made by people, and I could put names on many, 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 many of them. Where the mystery is, I feel to bring it back to here. I'm not avoiding the question, and I'll give you more information on it. But I do think it's very important to keep in mind, it's so easy to cloud over, the fact that where I think the effort should be put now is in this intelligent component, because it relates to both of them. If I said to you now, 98% are made by people, that not only shuts the audience off, because who wants to be spending their time on nonsense? There's a lot of important things happening in our world. Critical things are happening in our world. But if I were to say to you, which I am, that 98% are made by people who are being influenced to make them, now that's a different ballgame, a very different ballgame. And 100%, 100% of the theater that has been set in motion since 1976 needs to be thoroughly researched for the intelligent component. Because once that is cracked, or even the perception that it is not under total control of the mind function of people involved in these component parts of making them or researching them, when we establish that, as I was saying earlier, that, your pop stars, your ministers, your political leaders, your religious ministers, all of these people are living in an environment of a paradigm that is experiencing the same thing. Unless they realize it and fess up to it and have something to bounce it off of, that we do have in the crop circle fraternity, because it's been a limited period, and the UFO fraternity too, there is no difference, as I was saying, that where you could meditate for, request, visualize, visualization process that Stephen Greer does. For example, he's not alone. He's one person. But many, and I've done my own stuff with this. If I'm talking nonsense, I'll stop right there.
I just want to point out one thing, Colin, before you go on. Stephen Greer doesn't get the love from this show.
No, it's okay.
Highly skeptical of what he does.
But in the story case, of the CZETI logo is really an amazing story. That particular formation, just as an example of how intriguing this whole subject is. I mean, that formation and the story behind it is pretty amazing.
It is. You see, this is where I was going with it, with the Stephen Greer thing, is I knew, before I said it, that, kind of have strong feelings about it. And I know many people who have strong feelings about Stephen Greer. I have my own areas where it's very difficult for me to say on air, probably easier for you in some ways. But I continue to feel that it is necessary to engage all of us in this, because I do accept that there are areas in these areas of research which encompasses the research, the UFO research, and Stephen Greer's own part of this. There is plenty of room in here where exaggeration takes place, where painting pictures that are not accurate to what has transpired takes place.
Right.
These things are all true, and these things do need to be said. I agree.
His message is more important than he is.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you're saying that it's a big tent, everybody should be included. However, you have to understand that certain people, because of whatever grandstanding ego reasons, money reasons, confabulate, they exaggerate, which does muddy the waters up. But you were saying that everybody should be included, and we shouldn't, throw anybody's opinion out.
No, that is right. And if we had done, just on the crop circle front, we would never have come to what this is as near a conclusion. I mean, I'm sure there'll be people who will come forward and say, you know, cut the BS on this. You have still a vested interest. Well, I'm retired officially. You'd never think so, but officially I am retired. I finished my job, my well-paid job, when I chose to resign from regional government in Great Britain. And therefore, yes, it was in my interest to try and find some income. But thanks to a wonderful family, and Cynthia's family in particular in the United States, have helped me when I've committed myself to try and unravel the truth. And it is only the truth that's going to continue to hold me here. So when I come into contact with people who wrap distortions into this whole thing, I'm trying to unravel the real part of it. And so I've come shoulders to shoulder. I have been, let me just say this, and I guess it makes it clear where I'm coming from. Stephen is kind of, it's weird, isn't it? How, you know, the personality can make an awful big difference in how, you know, how we think and what we think is important. This is what I need to say. It kind of cleans my patch up on this, I think. I have been on two occasions with Stephen Greer when things have happened I cannot begin to account for. I have also been with Stephen when things have been said that are not what I saw and have not been perceived in the same way as what I saw and what I witnessed. What I did see, and I'll just relate to one of them as it picks up on, I think it was Chris's point, maybe yourself, I don't know, Jean, but when we were talking about orbs, these things, and I didn't answer you, some orbs are real. I have no doubt about it. We've got footage of orbs that are not dust particles in front of a camera. These are not water droplets in front of a flash on when your camera's being caught on automatic to, you know, low light levels are going to see and exaggerate close to the lens, debris in the atmosphere. Many of them are that. Some of them are definitely not. I have seen what I would estimate maybe 18 inches, 2 inches in diameter, orbs of light glowing, coming through at speed, the low levels of a low bank of cloud, in Stephen Greer's presence. He's gone through his vectoring process. I've been there. 60, 70 other people were there. And out of nowhere, this orb of light in southern England, in a dark field, nothing else to confuse it with, shot through the cloud at very high speed.
Okay, Colin Andrews joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
As you'll appreciate, listeners, Colin, when you ask him a question, will go on for a while. So we kind of have to break up the answers. I know we're kind of running out of time here, Colin, so kind of finish that up and then maybe answer one other question of mine. And it would have to be done fairly quickly. I don't know if we have time for any more questions. And that is, of the various subjects we deal with here, orbs, crop circles, etc., maybe mention a few of the common misconceptions, but please finish this answer.
Yes, and I will finish it very briefly, just to say that there was no doubt in my mind that this was not anything normal, not anything that we could rationally explain away. And that was in his presence. So to throw that out, you know, with everything else, because Stephen Greer was present, would be a misjustice, I think, an injustice to ourselves in our work. So that would be my point.
Yeah, he shows up in Crestone every year to do his Ambassador to the Universe training. I think he's going on 18 or 19 years. Of course, I was the one that introduced him to the area. And for the first 5 or 6 years that he would show up, nothing would happen with Greer's party skywatching. There'd be a few kind of mundane things that were equivocal. But the rest of the valley would go nuts. And at one point, I told Sherry Adamack, his now long-departed manager of CSETI, I told her, you know, Stephen's got to give better directions because they're chasing all around the San Luis Valley, everywhere but here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you mention a few very quickly other misconceptions people might have about crop circles and orbs?
Well, I don't quite know where to start with that. I mean, the misconceptions, really, I think in some way that we've kind of covered, unless you're saying that, you know, there's an area that I need to go further with. I mean, there are many misconceptions with crop circles. You know, they're saying that many people think they are real. They're not. Misconceptions that they all mean something, and I don't think they do. There are groups of hoaxers, you know, just to give them that term. Some are just simply out there to have a bit of fun. Others are mischief-making. I mean, in the real sense, that they're wanting to cause a problem. I think people have suspected on occasion that there might be other agencies, more government-related agencies, that are distorting the information by interfering with patterns that appear that have some meaning to them that we would discover, to find that a helicopter, and I have interviewed farmers that have told me this in England, and indeed there's another case here in the US where a helicopter was heard by a farmer hovering over his field at night, lights coming down and the rest of it, to find that clearly somebody has dropped in and has interfered with a design that was already there. So I don't know. There are all kinds of misconceptions as to how we read this. I would say that if the British people, I guess one in this modern day of communication, can go on to say anybody in the world believes that the UK government and the Queen, head of state, had no interest in this phenomenon, I can assure you, as the guy that advised both at one point, is totally incorrect. Yeah. Crop circles or government circles, the book that I wrote called Government Circles, is all the documentation that you'll ever want to see to convince anybody that they are very interested and involved, but don't have all of the answers.
Well, that leads us to another question, and this one is from Psychedelic Alchemist again. And he's wondering about circles that are found now around the world. Of course, this 90%, as you, I think, you put that number on it, 90% of these formations are found in southern England. But we've been seeing them in Holland, in Germany, in the United States, Canada, Australia. You rattled off a list of places.
Yeah.
What are the commonalities between those circles and the ones in England? And why don't we see the complexity that we see in England and some of these other countries? Is it just because the circle makers haven't had as much practice?
Well, I think there's something to that. What we have seen, without attributing how they got there, it's always the same thing. You have to apply the research, the science, the surveillance, the data, to know the answer to that. And neither of those things is possible without considerable funding. And that is a problem globally, let alone in the hotspot of southern England. What I think is happening, however, whatever hand is put to this, is they appear in all countries, first initially in simple forms. And they have, including China, where the Red Army have discovered them, in Russia, in so many countries, I've forgotten the numbers now, but we're up into the region of 70 or 80 countries, and they always begin simply, and however they got there. And they evolve, circle makers, and we'll attribute that to the circle makers, human or otherwise. There is an evolution that takes place. There is often a correlation, and it isn't consistently so, in water collecting points, whether it's chalk. The geostructure of southern England, with vast quantities moving underground, depending upon weather, surface weather conditions, but there's a reservoir held and contained in that chalk. In other parts of the world, it's water collecting points, whether they're called dew ponds or rivers, water collecting points, water points, and archaeological sites. The archaeological sites keeps coming back time and time again. Well, it could be that as it has evolved and the information has been communicated to people, that they choose to make them their archaeological sites. It is possible. We don't have the answers to all of these things. And so I think that's my best answer to that. I don't know whether I've got a few moments that I feel appropriate, if it's okay with you, to remind us really what I think is happening as far as paradigm shift is concerned.
Yeah, that's important.
Is that the appropriate time? Yeah, it is. It kind of is, because I think it kind of funnels it towards the end of our program here, is that when you look at the book, and I'm not asking you to look at the book, but the subject matter we have discussed today on this program, when you talk about paradigm shifts, we talk about it. The tendency is to look at scientific and technological trends that usher in new thinking. A great deal of what we're discovering, however, does not represent a change in science and technology. It represents a change in humans, new information,
consciousness.
In consciousness, exactly right. New information engages the mind. Events, and we've talked about some, as strange as they are, engage the emotions. Emotions in a human being is an electrochemical process, and that is who we are. And emotional shifts push people to expand. Each person who has experienced a high strangeness event, I've had mine, and I wouldn't mind betting you've had yours, holds a small piece of a larger picture, and it's time to put those pieces together. That's what this book hopes to do. It's not about what we theorize or prove. It is about what we experience and how we feel. You see my emotion in saying this. It's how we feel. It's about the changes our experiences create within us. It's how that alters the way we see and interact with our world. We are at a turning point, and it's people's personal stories are going to make an important difference in our future. That's what changes the environment and the socially engineered world in which we live. That's really what is happening today as we speak on this program.
I couldn't have said it better myself, but the one problem is it's like we're trying to turn around an aircraft carrier with a set of oars at this point. We seem to be sliding down a slippery slope, and boy, I just hope that there's a wave of open consciousness or something that's going to jerk people out of this particular mindset. There's so many people on this planet walking around in waking coma. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm with you. I just feel that it is incumbent upon us. It is our responsibility, whatever our political bends are, is to, and I hope it doesn't sound too new age. It's not intended to be. We must leave, especially as you rightly just said, in this current environment, we must leave our children hope.
Colin, would you tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff?
Thank you very much. It's colinandrews.net. And the latest book, which is also available in Kindle, at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Thank you very much.
The book is On the Edge of Reality. There's another book coming out real soon from Chris O'Brien called Stalking the Herd, the ultimate book on cattle mutilations. His site is OurStrangePlanet.com. If you're writing this down, you can find us on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast on Twitter, where people who invest in that stock are going to make a lot of money, I guess. So we missed out. Sorry about that. That's the Paracast on Twitter. Colin Andrews, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, Gene. Thanks, Chris.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.